And let's go to Victoria now for Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Morning, all.
Morning.
Morning.
I was wondering about light. Is it a single photon that you see leaving the sun like a beam of light, or is it one bumping into another, bumping into another, and do they have mass?
Oh, good question.
We both agree it's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Ed, you explain the question and then give us the answer.
Okay. The question is, he's looking at photons as if they were marbles. Are they coming out of the sun like a stream of marbles banging into each other and knocking on? That's sort of the way that electrons conduct electricity in wires. It's almost like a knock-on process. No, in fact, when a sun gives off a photon, the photon is created and doesn't interact with other photons particularly well. It gets sent out, and a single photon carries all the energy in a single photon. So the sun's giving off lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of single photons, which aren't really interacting with each other in the same way that marbles would interact with each other. The photons don't have mass, but they do have momentum. They have energy and momentum. So, in fact, you go out on a sunny day, you are actually being bombarded by photons, and they're imparting momentum to you. It's so small. The amount of momentum that the photons are imparting to you is so phenomenally small. You don't feel it. But they do have momentum. They don't have mass.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Once they're in space, mm-hmm. the photon that's in space, you know, past the surface of the sun, mm-hmm. is that same photon. Not going to hit anything, going to probably make it all the way down to Earth without hitting anything on the way before it lands in my eyeball. Is that a reasonable thing to
that's
say?
That's a reasonable thing to say. Well, it's...
On average. Some of them.
Some of them will go through the atmosphere, they'll hit an electron, then the electron will re-emit the photon.
Okay, but a few photons will come all the way from the surface of the sun to my eyeball without having hit anything on the way. Now, what's this thing about photons taking like hundreds of thousands of years to come from the centre of the sun to the surface?
Okay, the sun, most of the sun is opaque. That means that for a photon to get from the very inside of the sun...
Where it's manufactured,
to the outside of the sun takes a long time because it's always banging into things. What's happening is you're getting... it's being absorbed by electrons in the sun and then re-emitted by electrons in the sun. And this goes on and on and on. And it bounces around and around and around and around and around and around. And it takes a long time to get to the outside of the sun. So it's basically just it's like Grand Central Station, trying to get from one side of Grand Central Station in New York to the other. Keep mm-hmm. on banging into
things. And then it gets out and it's got a clear journey to Earth.
Yep.
And hit us on the head.
Yeah, but we don't feel it. You did better this time, Sarah.
You did a lot better that time. I'm very happy with that answer.
Thank you, Mother.
You're on Triple J. Dr. Ed and Dr. Carla with us, and we're answering your questions.